I'm so old that I remember going over the front with my husband, which we had fought over in World War I, 6 weeks after the armistice. I saw what destruction meant at that time. I visited the city of Amiens. This last autumn, while the United Nations was meeting in Paris, I went out to visit the city of Amiens again at the invitation of its people, who were extremely proud of the fact that in their area they were advancing more rapidly towards rebuilding than in any other area in France. But the thing which struck me was that the destruction which took place after World War I was absolutely nothing in comparison with the destruction of World War II. I went to Germany right after the meeting of the United Nations in London in 1946. And I had seen London in 1942 after the Blitz and a big fire. So I did know what destruction could be. But I don't think I ever felt it in the way I felt it in Germany. There we of the United States, you, the Canadians, the Australians, the people from Great Britain, we had done a really extraordinarily good job of destruction. It seemed to me a very outstanding piece of work, and it brought home to me a realization of how necessary it was that we should learn to do as good a job of construction as we had learned to do of destruction.